This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, you're listening to The Breakfast Show with Tariana Olive and Jarrell Yahyi, and of course our favourite doctor, Dr. Jonathan Leach, to give us our daily COVID update. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
We are good.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, mate.
Really even better, the news that came out this morning about masks. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Premier's announced that when we hit 80% first doses, which should be sometime today or tomorrow, they're going to allow us not to have to wear masks nearly as often. So I think it'll just be airports and planes. Otherwise, if you're sort of in close contact in buses and things, may be recommended. But otherwise, things like grocery shops and all of that kind of close contact stuff, they're saying we don't need to wear a face mask. Obviously optional if people want to. Good news. There's, you know, low case numbers in Queensland. I think the caveat just to keep in mind is at some point they will need to bring it back in. They said, oh, we might need to, but I'd be pretty sure they will. But it might be more localised next year when this sort of outbreak's going on.
Yeah, I think this is a good step forward for us here in Queensland. Now, you wanted to touch a bit on Rockhampton too.
So we're going to cover off a town each time, and I think Rocky's a good one. Before I do that, I'll say that Logan, Gold Coast, Ipswich and even Cairns and Mackay all doing a lot better. So they're all approaching the 80% first dose mark. They've kind of caught up, which is good to see. Rockhampton isn't doing badly, but it's sort of double dose rate still a bit lagging behind it. Some other bigger towns, so it's sort of 59% double vaccinated. But they have, in the last 3 weeks, they've increased their first dose up to 74%. So still a bit behind some of the other areas, but if they do a really good push in the next 2 weeks, they'll still be able to hit their, you know, double dose target of 80% by the middle of December, but really needs a good effort.
Is there a reasoning behind that, Dr. Jonathan? Like, is there enough, obviously, vaccination places around there? Do they have to go to a certain area? Like, it's a pretty big, wide-ranged area Rocky is, so, you know, do they have to go into town to do it?
Yeah, look, I think there'll be places close by. I think these days, you know, there's plenty of GPs doing it. There's the respiratory clinics and then the Queensland Health Hubs, of course, and they've been doing pop-up things. So I think some of those things have all contributed to increasing the rates. There was one week where they jumped 4%. I think that area, it's not covering the kind of, this is excluding places like Cherbourg and things that are, or Warrabinda, those sort of places that are outside there. I think it is mainly the town that those stats are covering.
Awesome. Well, at least that they have a little bit of a push and they've got some time left before they're sort of cut off in a sense. Well,
Can I ask about, Dr. Jonathan, there's a lot of talk about, I don't know, well, there's this cutoff. What does that actually mean for the people who don't understand what that means?
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
Like, I'm hearing a lot of, like, there's a cutoff date, like, this is it. And does that mean that they're stopping the vaccinations?
No, not at all. So I think there's kind of been put in these dates where if you don't get it by this date, you're not going to be fully vaccinated when they open the border. And I think, although that's good to give people something to work towards, it's also, you know, says that it's not worth doing after that, which of course is not true. Any time you start your vaccine course, you're going to get benefit. And it's not like COVID will cross the border at that point, but it will take a few weeks to kind of ramp up anyway. So you've definitely got time. Get vaccinated now. You're still going to be protected in time for sort of the main outbreak that happens, you know, sort of from January onward.
Now, when we get to January and things start ramping up again, if we have reached our vaccine targets, are lockdowns going to stop or?
Yeah, I think generally they will. There might be, if there's some particular areas where it's a big outbreak or vaccination rates aren't where they need to be, maybe some remote communities, that sort of thing, then there might be sort of lockdowns or lockouts. I think the thing is it'll be different to New South Wales, Victoria, where they kind of, everyone locked down, there was no kind of moving between towns apart from transport drivers, all that kind of thing. Whereas in Queensland, once the border opens, it'll be open slather, really. People can travel all over the state. So if there are pockets where there's less vaccination, that will be more vulnerable. COVID will get into those places more easily. So I think if we've got to kind of think in that mindset of the borders open, people will travel to all parts of the state.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing was the boosters that are coming out.
Yeah, so yesterday was kind of the official launch of the booster program. So that's a third dose of the vaccine, and it's recommended to have the Pfizer vaccine for that third dose, regardless of which course you had to start with. But it's 6 months after your second dose of vaccine. So there's not huge numbers of people that qualify for that just yet, but I guess something to keep in mind if you did get your vaccine early, and the peace healthcare workers and those are a bit older, that kind of thing. Mine's not due till the end of December because I had AstraZeneca. So, be starting to plan and have a look back at your certificate or whatever to see when you might be due.
Okay, well, it's been an information-filled day this morning, but some good news coming out of there, and we hope Rocky picks up their vaccination rates a little bit and we see them getting themselves protected.
Yep. Yeah, great.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
and we'll
mate.
Speak to you on Thursday.
Have a good day. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Okay, all doing a lot better. So they're all approaching the 80% first dose mark. They've kind of caught up, which is good to see. Rockhampton isn't doing badly, but it's sort of double dose rate still a bit lagging behind it. Some other bigger towns, so it's sort of 59% double vaccinated. But they have, in the last 3 weeks, they've increased their first dose up to 74%. So still a bit behind some of the other areas. But if they do a really good push in the next 2 weeks, they'll still be able to hit their double dose target of 80% by the middle of December, but really needs a good effort.
Is there a reasoning behind that, Dr. Jonathan? Like, is there enough, obviously, vaccination places around there? Do they have to go to a certain area? Like, it's a pretty big, wide-ranged area Rocky is, so, you know, do they have to go into town to do it?
Yeah, look, I think there'll be places close by. I think these days, you know, there's plenty of GPs doing it. There's the respiratory clinics and then the Queensland Health Hubs, of course, and they've been doing pop-up things. So I think some of those things have all contributed to increasing the rates. There was one week where they jumped 4%. I think that area, it's not covering the kind of, this is excluding places like Cherbourg and things that are, or Warrabinda, those sort of places that are outside there. I think it is mainly the town that's those stats are covering.
Awesome. Well, at least that they have a little bit of a push and they've got some time left before they're sort of cut off in a sense.
Well,
Can
I ask about Dr. Jonathan, there's a lot of talk about, I don't know, well, there's this cutoff. What does that actually mean for the people who don't understand what that means?
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
Like, I'm hearing a lot of, like, there's a cutoff date, like, this is it. And does that mean that they're stopping the vaccinations?
No, not at all. So I think there's kind of been put in these dates where if you don't get it by this date, you're not going to be fully vaccinated when they open the border. And I think, although that's good to give people something to work towards, it's also, you know, says that it's not worth doing after that, which of course is not true. Any time you start your vaccine course, you're going to get benefit. And it's not like COVID will cross the border at that point, but it will take a few weeks to kind of ramp up anyway. So you've definitely got time. Get vaccinated now. You're still going to be protected in time for sort of the main outbreak that happens, you know, sort of from January onward.
Now, when we get to January and things start ramping up again, if we have reached our vaccine targets, are lockdowns going to stop or?
Yeah, I think generally they will. There might be, if there's some particular areas where it's a big outbreak or vaccination rates aren't where they need to be, maybe some remote communities, that sort of thing, then there might be sort of lockdowns or lockouts. I think the thing is it'll be different to New South Wales, Victoria, where they kind of, everyone locked down, there was no kind of moving between towns apart from transport drivers, all that kind of thing. Whereas in Queensland, once the border opens, it'll be open slather, really. People can travel all over the state. So if there are pockets where there's less vaccination, that will be more vulnerable. COVID will get into those places more easily. So I think if we've got to kind of think in that mindset of the border's open, people will travel to all parts of the state.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing was the boosters that are coming out.
Yeah, so yesterday was kind of the official launch of the booster program. So that's a third dose of the vaccine, and it's recommended to have the Pfizer vaccine for that third dose, regardless of which course you had to start with. But it's 6 months after your second dose of vaccine. So there's not huge numbers of people that qualify for that just yet, but I guess something to keep in mind if you did get your vaccine early, and the piece, healthcare workers and those are a bit older, that kind of thing. Mine's not due till the end of December because I had AstraZeneca. So, be starting to plan and have a look back at your certificate or whatever to see when you might be due.
Okay, well, it's been an information-filled day this morning, but some good news coming out of there, and we hope Rocky picks up their vaccination rates a little bit and we see them getting themselves protected.
Yep. Yeah, great.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
and we'll
mate.
Speak to you on Thursday.
Have a good day. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.